have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Oh yeah, it's 6:01 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse, from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'm your host. We're taking you straight through at 8 p.m. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. You want to touch base, 73800. For those of you on the Tufts University campus, yes, WMFO is community radio, educational radio, freeform radio. It's whatever they're making us call it this week on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Okay, I'm going to kick it off with a request. And then I had a listener call me last week and say, more girls in the garage, more girls in the garage. So I'll play some in the first set and spread it out throughout the rest of the show. Yeah. Anyway, let's get this rolling. These are the Desperate Hours.
Strong.
ខ្ញុំជាស្រីខ្មែរបារម្ភតែអាហារមិនគិតអ្នកណាឲ្យតែ
6:15 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, the station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 12 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you, explain away this first set of the evening. Yeah. Anyway, backing me up as always are the Heartbeats from Bristol, Rhode Island, and a great track called Engine that appears on the Crypt compilation Hodad Hootenanny 2. Anyway, you just heard Stupidity from Sweden. Tommy, he listens in a lot. He's definitely a Midnight to Six man if he tunes into this show. But it's well after, well, it's pushing midnight anyway. I think it is. Yeah, it's pushing midnight anyway when I go on the air. Anyway, Stupidity did Midnight to Six from their CD Move. Before that, Cambodian Space Project, a Cambodian-Australian collaboration from the CD 2011, A Space Odyssey, and have visa and have no rice, sung in Khmer, so don't ask me to translate it. I can barely speak English. Anyway, I remember I ordered this. I was turned on to it by a social media friend of mine, and I had to get it. I was just started playing some of this stuff on YouTube and everything, and so I went to order it on a popular mail order place, and they have comments on it. So they have the picture of the cover of 2011 A Space Odyssey, and there's a picture of Southeast Asian art. And the woman in the picture happens to be bare-breasted. One of them is. And there's some guy who has a section of wood up his hindquarters or something. But he decides this is such and such, or this website is not a place for pornography. Oh. And that's what I'll always associate the cover of that CD to. I'm sorry. makes me shake my head. Anyway, before that, Wayne Cochran. I seen some of his things come across my social media radar. So I decided to play something from the Wayne Cochran album. Came out in 1967 or 68, I forget when, on Chess. And his version of Get Ready. I'd like to have his hairstyle. I have his hair pretty much. I got the suits. I should go in a Wayne Cochran revival. Wayne Cochran hasn't really performed in the past 35 years because he's a minister. He preaches, which I can see. Anyway, before that, Rita Chow and the Quest did How to Catch a Girl. I got that off the compilation Girls in the Garage, Volume 9. The original release was on the Regal label in Hong Kong in 1967. And then by request for Winthrop to kick off the show, The Trogs and From Home, that was a B-side to Wild Thing. It came out in 1966 on Fontana and was covered by numerous punk bands and garage bands in both the first revival in the early 80s and the second one earlier this century. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you'd like to hear something. 73800 on the Tufts campus. Yeah. Anyway, coming up at 8 o'clock will be the Lounge with Danny. Maybe Evan, maybe Stephanie, I don't know. But Danny's always here, so that's okay. And if you want to hear what you just heard tonight, John Funky slings vinyl down at the Independent, as he does every Thursday evening from 10 to 2. It's the Independent in Union Square in Somerville. But if you want to relive the horror, well, go to www.wmfo.org. And download the archive broadcast. I did manage to get the New Year's Eve broadcast over at Podomatic. That's up if you want to check that out again. I'm actually rather proud of that show. Wish it did last longer. Wish it did. Should have stuck around an extra hour. Hey, whatever. No, it's in the past. Do I have something queued up?
Yes, I do.
Anyway, I'm going to get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Is
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Time and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to just tell you what I just played in the second set of the hour. Just heard of the Hindus, a band out of Southern California. I got off the compilation Intoxica. Strange and sleazy instrumental sounds from the SoCal suburbs. They did, the name of the track was called Theme of Etiquette, originally released on the Jack B label in 1961. Before that, from the Netherlands, The Quiet did No Time for Tears, originally released on the Hees & Company label in the Netherlands in 1966. I got off the compilation Dutch Beat Explosion. And then we kicked off the set with somebody named Adele. Not the Adele that, whatever song she sings, that's everywhere. And everybody, you know, whatever. But it's an Adele from France somewhere. And it was originally released in the Barclay label, 1966. And it appears on the compilation, Girls in the Garage, Volume 11. And the name of the song is called Hey La 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 La. And that's what it was. I want to get back into it because the last thing you want to do is hear me talk some more. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Go and join. and Sake got a letter that told how Billy died that day. The letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. Just heard a band called the Soul Organization. Organ/Dash Ization They're out of Germany. They had a release. They were channeling Bobby Gentry, an ode to Billy Joel. Originally released, I say, as I mentioned earlier, on Columbia in Germany in 1967. I got off the compilation, Nymphomania Volume 3. I don't know, maybe Billy, when he went to run back to get volunteers or get more men, he figured he'd jump the Tallahatchie Bridge, make a swim for it. And they just say, oh, they don't want to get embarrassed. They want to embarrass his memory. Anyway, before that, usually on the short list of a lot of people's song that everybody hates, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. The single released in 1974 on ABC from the soundtrack of My Adolescence. Anyway, so yeah, Billy Don't Be a Hero. I know what I was going to say. Yeah, it was produced by Steve Barry. He of Barry Sloan fame. And I remember the reading somewhere, they tried to compare them favorably, though the critic tried to compare them favorably to the Grassroots. And no, they're not the Grassroots. They never were, never will be. No. Anyway, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, Billy Don't Be a Hero. Probably the last time you're going to hear it on this show. Maybe not, if you're not good. Anyway, before that, the Collie Jets did a track called Jam and Jelly, originally released on the Northwestern label, unknown release date. I got off the compilation, Chicken Session, Early Northwest Rockers and Instrumentals Volume 2. Came out a bunch of years ago on Norton. And those of you who are in New York, go check out their store. They do have a brick and mortar store now that opened about 2 or 3 weeks ago in Brooklyn. Anyway, before that, the Stoneman did No More. I got off the compilation New England Teen Scene Volume 3. Came out many, many years ago on a label called Multi. There's a big picture of Multi, but no Barbarians, I don't think. I don't know. I don't remember. Put the record away. Anyway, originally released on the Big Topper label. Unknown date, once again. I can't believe all this incomplete information that they put on these compilations. You can't get a release date or anything like that. But anyway, we kicked off the set with something off of... it was a cassette compilation of 80s, revival garage bands, or bands with, you know, doing the 80s version of garage. The Forgiven, and there's a Boston connection here. Rich Coffey was the guitarist, and he played in the Gizmos, and Kenny Hyland was in the Gizmos. Anyway, The Forgiven did Spiders in My Sink, got off the compilation Garage Sale, came out on the Reach Out International record label, or ROIR, back in 85. I don't know if this appeared on any of their other releases. I'm sure somebody will call it to my attention. And that's that. Anyway, let's get back into it. This set will take us past the point of no return, otherwise known as the halfway point of the show. 617-627-3800. Is the number to call if you want to touch base, 73800. For those of you living, working, or otherwise marooned on the Tufts University campus, yes, WMFO is all that, changing you under your seat cushions, broadcasting from the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Yeah, anyway, let's get back into it. A little bit of a yay here. Well, actually, British Girl Garage. These are the Desperate Hours.